Digging deep down into the reasons why Irish fishermen are prevented from catching their fair share of the fish in Irish waters, as suggested to me by the representatives of various fishing industry organisations in recent months, and I find it difficult to avoid the conclusion that the European Union and the stronger nations which dominate and dictate its fisheries policy could be using Irish waters as a form of colonial exploitation. How else to explain that Irish fishing is facing what sectors of the industry describe as terminal damage, while other European nations prosper from their much bigger catches which the EU gives them to take from Irish waters? Why are Irish fishermen so badly treated? Well, there's the past failure of Irish government and politicians to ensure a better deal for Ireland. But is there not also a possibility of colonialism? The practice of domination which involves the subjugation of one people to another. Because while Ireland faces another round of what's described as decommissioning, but is in reality forced redundancy and expulsion of Irish fishermen from an industry which is their culture, tradition and history, nations like France, Spain, Holland and Belgium ensure the survival and development of their fishing industries by the use of Irish waters. The Irish industry has made the case that implies a form of EU discrimination against Ireland, it seems. Gradually, understanding and recognition of this has been brought to public attention by pressure from the industry. Meeting the fishing industry, the Taoiseach said that he would promise to do right by the fishing industry and work to convince Europe to let Irish fishermen catch more of the fish in their own waters. Words are fine, deeds will provide proof. Deeds would require the Irish government to stand up to the EU. Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue told the EU Fisheries Council meeting this past week that in the upcoming Common Fisheries Policy Review, he will be making the renegotiation of quota shares Ireland's priority. That is a positive political statement, which has emerged since the fishermen's demonstrations in Cork and Dublin. Delivering on it will be difficult, but that is what the fishing industry will expect. And that's what they tell me.